every Monday on the Tom Joyner Morning Show. It's Wendy Williams, and Wendy is on the line. She's at her studios. Wendy, before we get started, let's condolences to Brian Carter's family. Brian,
I know.
Who was who used to work with you back in your radio days?
Yeah, well, I joined he and Sanborn in 1998, and the morning show was called Carter and Sanborn and Wendy.
Yeah.
And he was the voice of reason on the show, and you know, an all around nice guy. He was a husband, father, and he will be missed. He was a legend in Philly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 56 years old. He died of a heart attack over the weekend.
Then he worked very briefly in New York, but yeah, Philly radio will never be the same. Look, you guys, so I'm sitting here drying off my wig because it's horrible out, and checking out the front page of the New York Post here in my office, and I see that this woman was fired. She donated a kidney to her boss. Now, she must be the most kind-hearted woman on the face of the earth.
Well, why was she fired?
After
well,
she gave the kidney.
she wasn't able to come back to work expeditiously. And so the boss got upset, and you know, his treatment, or
I haven't
read the full article, but
it's a woman.
Her treatment of this worker was to be meaner so that nobody would see favoritism.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. She worked for a car company, and she said, you know, and they put her, they brought her back there. She donated the kidney when the boss couldn't find anybody else. And so as Wendy said, when she was recovering, she wasn't coming back as quickly. And the boss said, we can't show favoritism. They didn't show favoritism to the point where they put her in the worst company location. They called it Siberia and all of these other things, and then ultimately fired her after she had given the boss the kidney. That was awful.
47-year-old woman and a mother of two.
That's a mean boss there.
Really
yeah.
Is.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing about organ donating is that, you know, we can all learn a lesson, I guess, from George Lopez, who still divorced his wife.
Yeah.
Even after, I mean, you know what I'm saying? There's this, I mean, you know, people are ungrateful unless it's your kin, your blood related, I guess. Anyway, so how was you guys' weekend?
My weekend was good.
Fabulous movie.
Yeah.
I saw
Congratulations, Wendy. You made $33 million.
you and Jay
got $33 million. It's all in the papers this morning.
We'll split that up a little later on.
Yeah, whatever, huh, Wendy?
that was my first time seeing myself on the big screen. My teeth are really big and white. and you know, that was a very fun experience.
When did you find time to do that, Wendy?
Well, during the summer, you know, in between things, like literally, it was just my husband and I. We flew out to L.A. We were there for less than 12 hours even. Mm. We cut my part and then got back on the plane and came back to New Jersey. For whatever reason, we didn't stay out there and luxuriate. I've never luxuriated in L.A. You know, even when I have time, it's just about going out there for a bit. Do you like it out there, Tom?
I don't like L.A. It proves too much for the man.
Yeah, I mean, I've never even been in a swimming pool there. I couldn't even tell you what the water feels like.
I saw a picture of you getting out of the swimming pool in a two-piece and a big hat. I thought that was in L.A.
No, hell no. Big girl like me, a two-piece anywhere on our shores, Americans judge horribly. No, that was off the coast.
Oh.
Yes.
That was not on the continent, huh?
No, okay. No. You know how sometimes we tend to dress differently when we go away? Because other people, mostly Europeans and South American, are more forgiving of a soft form.
You have nothing to have to be forgiven for. That picture was nice, Wendy.
Thank you. It's all still holding up.
All
Good
right
for you.
Thank
now,
you.
Now, did you
now, speaking
watch
of holding up? I
Real
see where
Housewives?
You have. Oh, go ahead.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Tom. Okay. I just got to find out, Wendy. Those three hours I can never get back in my lifetime.
It's time for that particular arm of the franchise to maybe close down. The girls are really, really mean. Oh, I mean, Kim seemed like the happiest one ever. And, you know,
she's got the most money.
But she's the one who started out as like the slutty one with the married man and at the Cadillac dealership. Can I get the white Escalade, Papa? you know, and now there she is with the American dream.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then there's NeNe on the other side of things. Just
does she,
you know,
have
what I
friends?
Like? NeNe, I don't believe she does. Not real friends. You know, you have to know how to be a friend, I guess, maybe to have a friend. But right now, NeNe is overwhelmed. She doesn't have time for that because she's overwhelmed with her new celebrity. And I understand that. But, you know, it was funny because Loretta Devine came on last week.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a big fan of Housewives of Atlanta. And I was asking her about, you know, what she thought about the reunion, you know, part one and two. And she was saying that, you know, anybody knows that you're not going to be rich after, you know, that little work that she's doing there on the Housewives and little Glee work. So that was funny. And then she also said that she doesn't like Marlo either. Although I did like Marlo's hair.
you know, Marlo.
Like sometimes when the girls wear those really long, you know, mm-hmm. you know, booty crack touching weaves, and then it's just so flat and shiny, it's too much for me. Like, I'm not the flat, shiny girl, but it looks really pretty when people wear it.
Mm. So you got Kim on Thursday's show.
Yeah, Kim is Thursday, and you know what? There's no shade, no hate to throw. All I'm going to do is say congratulations, and, you know, Troy is a hell... Troy is a hell of a man, because at 26 years old, to adopt a grown woman, a tween, I mean, you know, Brielle is like she's like a grown woman now, you know, a grown woman, a tween, have one baby and a bun in the oven the fourth month. That's a lot.
It is a lot. And have the cameras following you during all that.
Oh, he's a good man.
He really is.
And then on Wednesday show.
Wednesday I got Carson Kressley and Rachel Maddow. Tuesday I have Beverly Johnson and Jeremy Kyle. And Monday, you guys, we've got Cynthia Nixon from Sex and the City. And, of course, Penn Jillette got fired last night from Celebrity Apprentice. We'll talk about that, and I'll do it all in cobalt blue.
All right.
And tight.
Wait a minute. You blew right past this. It says on Wednesday, you're talking about the perfect bra?
Oh, yes, the perfect bra. Yes. Carson Kressley and Rachel Maddow will be in on that show as well.
Wendy Williams talks about the perfect bra.
I love whoever booked that
show. Something for everyone.